Governor Andrew Cuomo delivered his budget in Albany today. He's proposing a 2% increase in the state budget, but no increase in taxes. WBAI's Linda Perry has more.
Governor Cuomo spent the first part of his budget address boasting about how his government has been operating.
2 years ago, we said that this government needed fundamental change, that we needed to rebuild the government, literally from the ground up. And it was about restoring public trust, getting people to believe in the government once again, earning that trust, and renewing the purpose and the function of government, and to make the government work once again after many years of dysfunction.
Cuomo says state government is about two primary driving forces, fiscal responsibility and social progress. He proposed a $136.5 billion budget without any new taxes.
The taxpayer's pocket is not a bottomless piggy bank.
Highlights of the governor's budget include $36 million on new restrictions on guns, an increase in school aid up 3% to $20.8 billion compared with $20.2 billion this year, raising the minimum wage from $7.25 an hour to $8.75 an hour. His budget reforms the workers' compensation system to save employers, local governments, and school districts more than $900 million, and it includes nearly $974 million in savings from government redesign and cost control efforts. The governor's proposal also boosts the upstate economy with a mix of innovation grants, tax-free stores for local products, and a third round of awards for regional economic councils. His budget also includes about $85 million for the Thruway Authority to eliminate the need for a highly unpopular toll increase on trucks. There's a $5 million tourism fund that would help counties collaborate on tourism development and $2 million to help promote New York agricultural products that would include duty-free shops in airports and rest areas. In 2011 and 2012, Governor Cuomo closed seven prisons. In his budget address, he proposed closing two more prisons in New York, one in Manhattan that was temporarily shut down by Superstorm Sandy flood damage, and another in the Hudson Valley. He said closing minimum security Bayview in Manhattan and minimum security Beacon in Dutchess County, with an average annual inmate cost of $74,000 and $69,000 respectively, will reduce prison system capacity by 432 beds and save $19 million the first year. He proposed suspending the driver's licenses of those who owe more than $10,000 in overdue taxes. And he proposed ways to use the $30 billion of federal funding for Sandy relief efforts.
Rebuilding plans will be executed on two levels, both on the state level and the community level. Top down, bottom up. The state will do the basic infrastructure, housing, economic development programs that need to be done in every community, and the big infrastructure mitigation projects. So that's all appropriate for the state. At the same time, we want the individual communities to come up with their own individualized reconstruction redevelopment plan. Why? Because every community's need is a little different. And every community has a context and it has a fabric all its own. And we can't sit here in Albany and tell Oceanside what they need to do. And we can't sit here and tell the Rockaways exactly what they need to do. We'll do the big mainstays. But they know what to do about their Main Street. And they know what to do about their recreation center. And frankly, the process of them coming together and healing themselves is a very important exercise to go through in and of itself. Where we can say to the communities, we have funding available, you come up with a plan to redesign your community for your future. If the plan qualifies, we'll fund it. Every state project has a twofold mandate: bring it back, but bring it back better than before, and do the smart work that we need to do to make sure this doesn't happen again. So build it back, but build it back better. 2,000 miles of highways we'll rebuild, like the Ocean Parkway, Nassau County. We're going to spend about $2 billion in replacement of roads where they shouldn't be, or mitigation of roads that are prone to flood. Transit system took a terrible beating, and we also learned a lot. $6 billion in mitigation, vent covers, tunnel bladders, pumping capacity. You can't let the subway system flood.
Governor Cuomo also plans to use some Sandy aid for upstate communities still recovering from the tropical storms Irene and Lee in 2011. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.